Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You see, the globalists have exempted themselves from all the laws, regulations, and rules that they've created and pushed, so that only they can operate. And so they're going to have city-states that are outside of the law and given special licensure by the power structure so the elites can live in those. They're then going to get the scared middle class to pay exorbitant prices to live within the castle walls. And we actually covered that in a bunch of recent reports we did last year, breaking that down. And again, after they collapse and suck everything together, then, like this big Bilderberg group member has talked about the floating cities and all the rest of it, they, I'm going to do a special report on this. Then they exempt themselves and you've got to go live in their system if you have any money. I mean, they figured it all out. That's why they're getting rid of nation states with a global crime syndicate above it, who then will get their own private zones where they can operate however they want. And yeah, can you imagine? It's like Zeitgeist living in Glenn Beck's $2 billion libertarian heaven in Texas. And I knew they were looking at stuff outside Austin. I knew Glenn Beck was moving to Texas before he did. I said it could be Austin because they were looking at properties here. And I just hope he doesn't move and set up a bit. I mean, whatever. It's a free country, I guess. He can come set up his utopia here. I know I'm not going to be living in it. But, see, if you're an insider, you're going to be able to get deals as a stakeholder under Gen 21 to have lesser taxes. It's going to generate its own power, its own food. So you live in kind of like the Glenn Beck gulag. Man, I tell you, they've really thought all this out, Max Kaiser.
I think you're going to see one of these, whether it's the Koch brothers or Glenn Beck. I think it's going to be another situation like the Hale Bopp Comet cult or the Jim Jones Guyana cult. They become very insular. After 10 years, people start going mad, and then there's mass suicide. I mean, that's where Glenn Beck is going. We're going to read about him in 10 years as the guy who convinced, you know, 2,000 people to drink the Kool-Aid and commit suicide chasing his idea of whatever he's mumbling on about. Because when you secede from society and you set yourself up as in some way living according to an ethos that is completely divorced from anything that we know and appreciate as a democratic system, let's call it, or an American system or an egalitarian system, you become prone to egomaniacal, dictator-like psychopaths like Glenn Beck, who rise up and realize that the only way that he can escape facing the reality of his own shortcomings is to convince everyone and himself to kill themselves. And that's where he's headed.
Well, I'm going to tell you where he's headed. It's headed to sell real estate plan. You know what's incredible? I was actually approached, and I think, oh my gosh, I just remembered. I was approached by a successful businessman in Dallas about a month ago, actually, for this plan. I think Beck must have, I know he was talking to Beck, and Beck, I even know where it is. Oh my gosh. See, I didn't even know about this. You started talking about it. I've been out of town for 3 days, 4 days. And I went and looked it up, and sure enough, he's announcing it. He's not saying where. I know where the idea came from. Oh my gosh, I can't believe it. It's a shopping mall that's gone bankrupt outside Dallas. That's breaking news right there. At least I know Beck is looking at it. Oh my gosh, can you imagine going and living in a shut down shopping mall that has shops? Then they're going to have stuff built around it where everybody moves, which wouldn't be a bad idea if it was his own incorporated city. And I guess that's the plan. Wow, I know Glenn Beck's plan, unless I'm wrong, because I was called by another businessman who I know in the DFW area, and he was telling me he was getting together with other talk show hosts, and that he'd recently met with Glenn Beck.
Well, I understand that he's raised $2 billion for this project. So, it's a very well-funded real estate project. They're going to live a libertarian dream. And as we were saying, there's libertarianism and then there's fake libertarianism.
Hold on, we've got to do one more segment. Can you do it?
Yeah, whatever, man.
Yeah, because I want to talk about this. Peter Thiel, the Bilderberg guy. Glenn Beck now says he is the leader of the libertarians, while Ron Paul supporters, he said, he'd have the army used on him. So that doesn't sound too libertarian to me. We'll be right back. My gosh, I am flipping out because I actually know about Glenn Beck's operation. I forgot. Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive? From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought, to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy. Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, it's a terrible shooting. But not as bad as it could have been. And as I said, if it's not staged, or some mentally ill Prozac head copycatter, I've been saying this for over an hour since it broke, and then we had no information, only because it's usually only one of three things. It's not hard to make these predictions. CNN, who says they'll decide what we're allowed to see and would not show live feeds of it as we have been doing for TV viewers, playing clips for radio listeners. Two students wounded in Houston college shooting. Officials, not servants, believe two students were wounded in crossfire as two people shot at each other at a Texas community college Tuesday. So gang-related, folks. It's going to end up being, because the culture is, be a cool gangster. You know, all these rappers and people that end up shooting each other just to prove they're men. It's so horrible. And there you go. One of the shooters was also injured and is in custody in the North Harris campus of Lone Star College. Spokesman Jed Young said the other shooter fled the campus, he said. The police believe the danger has been mitigated. So hundreds of police, SWAT teams, you name it. And meanwhile, it's going to be gang-related. I mean, like I said, most what they call mass shootings are rival gangs shooting each other. At least three shot at Houston area community college. They use the New York numbers of, what was it, nine people shot? The shooter shot his a strange boss and then was walking away and the police shot a whole bunch of people in New York. Got nine people. And then also some repair guy was on the bridge doing repair and they just came up and shot him. And then another veteran's car broke down. They just pulled up and shot him. And they count those as the shooting numbers. They'll call it a criminal event now. I mean, they count those nine people in mass shooting numbers. Just incredible. At least three shot at Houston Area Community College, but one of them is one of the shooters, reportedly, one of the alleged shooters, and two of them are people shot in the crossfire. Thank God it wasn't another goth devil worshiper. Because you got the goth, it's always the same. Goth devil worshiper in psychiatric care, seeing psychiatrists and psychologists on serotonin reuptake inhibitors. It's amazing. Harrison Kleibelburn, a devil worship God. And I'm not bashing folks that like to wear black and all that. You know, there's different groups of people like that. It's just that that's the M.O. Guaranteed it's going to come out now gang-related, and that's terrible news. But thank God it's not 30 dead people, because they would really go to town with that. And I still believe with all the hype we're seeing that they're going to stage some false flags. That's why they're so confident. Max Kaiser, thanks for holding into Overdrive here with us. Again, TV host, syndicated radio host, Max Kaiser at MaxKaiser.com. If you just tuned in, I'm Alex Jones of PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Max, for those yes. just joining us, I don't want to sit here just for the sake of it and bash Glenn Beck. And you mentioned Glenn Beck says he has $2 billion and is going to build a libertarian utopia. I know he's been looking at land outside Austin, because I talked to one of the people involved. Let's leave it at that. And I was horrified by it. And then it was actually Dallas that he moved to. And then I got a call by a nice businessman I know who's a patriot. He said that, hey, you know, there's this shopping mall that's bankrupted. We can make it all guns, patriot stuff, survival stuff, and then maybe have a community around that, because the worst real estate is North Dallas, you know, in Texas. It's just plunging. That's the worst area in Texas, overall good state. And it may not be the same deal, Bob, but I know this guy's met with Glenn Beck, because he told me about that, too. And I've got a sneaking suspicion that's where he got the idea, because Beck doesn't ever have his own ideas. It's always somebody else's. I'm going to make a phone call after the show today. But it's the idea of Peter Thiel, the big Bilderberg guy. Thiel or Thiel? I always get it wrong. Yep. Say it again.
Thiel.
Yeah, that mic's so bad, Thiel. I can't understand a word coming out of it. Hold on. Thiel, yeah, yeah. Yeah, T-H, yeah. That Bilderberg guy is the one, pushing this. But again, they bankrupt things, then make themselves exempt from the very taxes, and then go live in these command bases. That's what the globalists have said is their model. So I guess Glenn Beck's just trying to copy that. Now, I've been ranting. Go ahead, Max Kaiser.
Well, first of all, he's a carpetbagger. Who wants his Yankee down in Austin, Texas? I mean, don't you Texans have more self-respect than this? I mean, you got to run this guy out of town. Shouldn't there be, y'all got the guns, y'all got the manpower. Why are you letting this carpetbagger come down to Austin, Texas and set up his libertarian utopian paradise, which is nothing but a scam, media scam, in your backyard? That's an insult. Alex?
I'm just speechless here. It's just things are getting so dystopic.
It's an insult. How dare he go move into the Holy Land of Austin, Texas? You know, it's not going to be weird anymore. Instead of saying, keep it weird, Austin, Texas, it's going to be like, welcome to Glenn Beckville, where everybody is a boring media jack idiot. You know, he's really lowered the value of that town tremendously if you let this carpetbagger into town. And can't you do something? You got listeners down there. Isn't there something you can do, Alex? We need you to stop this from happening.
Well, I don't know if he's moving to Austin. I know he was looking at stuff here and pieces of land and stuff. All I know is that I found out from people that worked in and around him that indeed he did focus on everything we did, had people watching it. And when we see, he takes what we do and then spins it. And then he kind of just walks around in these weird, you know, blue jeans and a little nerd outfit, all creepy and weird. And a lot of his followers are good people, but a big contingent of them are like into the wimpiness and into the whole. And then he always sabotages libertarians at key points. So I feel like he's on my six. And it just is creepy, knowing what I know about him, that he is constantly worried about what I'm up to, and I just don't know what to say about
him. Kinda, you know, his whole career is based on a bad imitation of Alex Jones. I mean, before Glenn Beck came on Fox News, I mean, there was Alex Jones, and you know, you brought to the media world somebody who wore their heart on their sleeve in a very obvious way. And then Glenn Beck did this on Fox News, where he would well up and get very emotional over things, and he's basically doing an Alex Jones impression. So, but he would not cover the stories that Alex Jones covers, because of course he doesn't want to upset Fox News and his media masters, and he's parlayed that into this new $2 billion Fandango down in Austin, Texas, is what I'm hearing, where he's going to build this utopian version of what I call fake libertarianism, which means fake libertarianism means he'll say, well, I'm going to borrow $2 billion at 0% interest rate, and if this works, I'm going to keep all the profits, and if it goes bust, then everyone in Texas is going to have to absorb the losses. And you say, well, why do you get to borrow $2 billion at 0%? He'll say, oh, I'm a libertarian. That's not what libertarian
is. He supported the banker bailout.
Well, yeah, that's not libertarianism. That's not even capitalism. That's outright fascism. He's a fascist. You know, he accuses you of being a fascist, and yet he's the guy engaged in a $2 billion fascist enterprise combining the banksters with land speculators in Austin. That's fascism. He's right there in your neighborhood.
Well, he's looking at Austin. He's also looking at the North Dallas suburbs area, where
you know,
probably
if you were so concerned, he should check out Libya or Mali. Why doesn't Glenn Beck go there to build his libertarian paradise? That's where it's needed. You know, if he really believes in the power of capitalism and libertarianism, why doesn't he go to Mali and show the people there what Glenn Beck can do?
But let's elaborate on this. Let's elaborate on this. We've actually done news reports on this. We cover it in Endgame. People think of globalism as getting rid of countries. They actually break countries into smaller pieces to control them. They create regions like London or the Vatican that are outside of law and can do whatever they want. Israel's a similar thing. They build their own zones. And that's what they're actually saying, Peter Thiel and others, is that they're going to establish this. It's just amazing that we're actually, like you said, we're going back to feudalism.
It is going back to feudalism, and I have been saying that for a few years, neo-feudalism. But this Peter Thiel character, of course, he made his money with PayPal. And PayPal, of course, was, along with Visa and MasterCard, shutting down WikiLeaks when it became, and they also are extrajudiciously shutting people down that they don't want them to get their views like, you know, with copyright and other issues. They just shut them down. And that's where Peter Thiel comes from. So he made his bones engaging with the banksters directly through PayPal. That's where he comes from. So now he's going to take that experience, and he's with the Bilderberg Group now. He's with these folks, and they're meeting, and they're doing their deals where they're going to try to create these little cul-de-sacs, these little Disney-esque fantasy worlds where they're going to be surrounded by an army. You've got media ideologues like Glenn Beck at the center, and within 5 or 6 years, all the children are going to look like Glenn Beck, but they'll all be inbreeding, so some will have three arms.
All right, that's enough. I don't want to get into a Beck bashing fest. It's just that, you know, it's just incredible, and he is out to get me. And you notice I'm not out to get Rush Limbaugh. I'm not out to get Michael Savage. I don't talk about what's the other one's name. I don't listen to it. What's his name? The guy on Fox News, Sean Hannity.
Yeah, Bill O'Reilly?
Yeah.
Bill Hannity, yeah.
The point is, they're not after me. So I'm not talking about him. It's Glenn Beck is always, look how he moved up the road from me. I mean, it's like,
that's what I'm saying.
I mean, I need to get this guy out of my life. He's super creepy.
Well, he's a stalker. He's stalking you. So, I mean, you know, you got to deal with it. In some way, there's got to be enough people in Austin that support Alex Jones to do whatever needs to be done to keep Glenn Beck out.
I mean, stop it. He'll take that as a serious thing. No. If he wants to buy property and do something and become a libertarian, that's great. In fact, I want to think that he's becoming a better guy. The problem is he's still, you know, really making stuff up about us. I mean, I'm not a fascist, folks. I'm a wild liberal in the Thomas Jefferson vein. None of these names mean anything. I'm called a right-winger today because I oppose Obama. I am a true constitutionalist. Max, I'd like to believe you're the same thing. I mean, a classical liberal, right?
I'm actually a closet Texan.
Well, you lived in France, you lived in New York, you lived everywhere. Now you've moved to London to cover that. Maybe when it all collapses, you and I will both move into Glenn Beck's neighborhood. He won't be able to stop us. We'll buy a cult compound right next door to him. He can't say no. He's a libertarian.
Alamo. Remember the Alamo.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with stove in a can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com. HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
In the last segment and said Saddam Hussein's big crime was that he was overpumping oil in 1990 to pay off his debts to the West. And they were telling him, OPEC and the West was saying, stop doing that. You're making oil prices too low. We want to gouge people. And he said, no, I'm going to pay my debts off. First he said, well, then forgive my debts or cut them. I want to be a sovereign country. And they said, no. You're going to be under globalist control. Again, we're conquered by these foreign international megabanks. foreign isn't even the word, global outside-the-law mafias who brag that they've conquered us. And they'll go put people like Saddam in or Haji Mubarak and then later set them up and bring them down to destabilize the country, to have a civil war, to destroy its economy so they can come in and buy it up for pennies on the dollar. And it's in the IMF World Bank documents that got released when Joseph Stiglitz quit the World Bank in 2002. Now, 10 plus years ago, hard to believe time is flying that fast. See, that's why I'm frustrated. I know how cold-blooded the globalists are. I mean, these are military financial conquerors. These are hardcore, systematic, mechanized corporate criminals who hate the free market and want a global monopoly run by them. And then I've got to sit there and watch Joe Biden on TV going, we can't let one more child die, not one more. And then that way, when one more gets killed by a gun, see another one. See, it's your fault. Putting that guilt on us. Well, how about just never be born then? Never drive a car. Never have emotions. Well, that's their goal for the general public, is to turn us into biological androids. To turn us, under the New Freedom Initiative, into a bunch of drugged out zombies. And that's only in the interim phase, while we're being phased out, as the establishment goes to robotics and automation. And that's their words. Whether that really works or not, whether this plan actually will succeed, people think, oh man, you know, you claim this is happening. This is not my claim. This is the establishment. All they talk about, their 100 plus year plan that they're following. And let me tell you, it leads to a very horrible place. See, I'm not telling you what I think is going to happen. I'm not, fans think I'm super smart and that, man, how does he keep knowing what's going to happen? And then my detractors think I'm up here like writing science fiction on the air, telling you what I imagine is going to happen because it's so fantastical. And it's neither one. I've read hundreds of books and probably over 1,000 different white papers put out by the CFR, put out by the Club of Rome. You say, where are they? Whatistheendgame.com has a bibliography on that film. Great place to start. Watch my films. I make a claim. I show you the bill. I show you the document. I go to the UT library and get the Club of Rome publication, 1966. I show you where they say they're going to end the family. I show you where they say they're going to break down all of society and make us basically drugged up, brainwashed idiots before they release the controlled bioplagues and wipe almost all of us out. I show you the training videos they show kids in the UK about the Plandopolis, and people watch it who aren't children and think this is a satirical joke of a futuristic police state, the Plandopolis. It's not. It's an association with mainstream television and newspapers and the British government putting out videos for kids where mommy's the boss, robots tell you what you can do, daddy's a joke, and no one's allowed to go outside without government authorization, and you never get meat anymore, and you live in giant compact cities, and anybody else that won't lives in these giant urban-controlled slums where drones surveil everyone. And you go, well, that's the 1970s Judge Dredd. Judge Dredd is only writing about what the globalists actually plan. You see, that's what you've got to get, folks, is that it's not art that life is then imitating. It is life that art is imitating. And it's so frustrating that these globalists want to take us to this ugly place, are doing everything they can to hurt us, and then I've got to sit there and see Time Magazine, The Gunfighters, and on the cover of it, it shows Biden, Bloomberg, and post shooting victim Giffords. And you know what's interesting is she was pro-gun before she got, and she pretty much still is. I don't know how they got her to be part of this. I guess she's been obviously injured, shot in the head. But the point is that, you know, oh, we're now going to, they're the gunfighters. They know there's that romantic idea of Americana and guns, so they turn it around. These are the gunfighters. They're trying to take your guns. Actually, they are arming themselves, the government is. They are buying 1.6 billion bullets. They are buying the armored vehicles. They are training to make war against us while collapsing the society. They are the gunfighters. They're coming with the guns. They're wearing the black hats. Not Giffords the puppet, but the other two. Certainly, Bloomberg is the chief leader for the foreign banks in Wall Street to dominate and disarm us so we can be fully occupied.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
One in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. And it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
I was trained in firearms. I carried a concealed weapon. I made the determination that if somebody was going to try to take me out, I was going to take them with me. If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have done it.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Okay, we're going to get to a clip coming up in a little while of Obama saying basically abolish the Second Amendment. And the article and the text is up at InfoWars.com. But if you're a radio listener, I'm looking at the cover of Time magazine, The Gunfighters. Can a billionaire, a vice president, and a shooting survivor stop the violence? Now imagine, human violence has never stopped. If they really wanted to stop the violence, Obama would have said serotonin reuptake inhibitors and other psychotropics have been involved in 99% of these mass shootings. And he would go on to say guns are good. We've seen a 49% in the last 20 years, FBI statistics from the local governments, very accurate numbers. That's why they hide them. 49% drop in crimes using guns. 21% drop in the same period on overall violent crime. We've shown you those numbers ad nauseum. Go to FBI.gov and just go into it. There's thousands of pages. It'll blow you away. All compiled locally. Very accurate numbers. Murders, muggings, carjackings, you name it. I mean, imagine the level of this hoax. Imagine the level of what we're talking about. Can they stop the violence? And you notice they all keep saying, we can never have one more child shot. I mean, that's ridiculous. Never have one more child die in a car wreck, one more child drowned. I mean, the number's like 15-something times drowned every year would die from guns. We're going to ban swimming pools, going to ban showers, going to ban... People fall every day in every... probably every hour. I mean, the number is in the tens of thousands every year, falling and hitting their heads in the bathtub and dying. But again, they emotionalize it, they hype it, they stand on the graves of the children. Obama uses the children like human shields to sell his agenda and says, I'll get it done for you. It is over the top. That's why I get so angry. But they're targeting well-meaning, dumbed-down Americans that, like, come on, you care about the kids, right? Let's take the guns for them. Oh, I guess you're right. But Bill Clinton came out over the weekend. I think we have a video clip up at InfoWars.com. Saying, don't trivialize the gun culture. These people are hard to beat, and they're getting mobilized. Because we understand it's the final straw. It's the bellwether. It's the canary in the coal mine. It shows the system is going for broke. Absolutely going for broke. In a big way. On every front. And, of course, they're going after our liberties on every front. And our forebears warned us about this over and over again, and history has shown in other nations what this means. That's why it's such a big deal. And while they want to control the debate, they're not controlling the debate. And this is how wars happen, because we're committed to our cause, they're committed to theirs. That's why I want to talk to those in the middle, the police and military, and say to you, you're being trained to take our guns. That's now public. You're being trained that veterans and gun owners and George Washington are bad guys. That's public now as well. Think of how otherworldly and ridiculous that is and how absurdist. But it's really happening. Because they have to demonize us ahead of this civil war they want to start. And that's what Homeland Security. I saw an article yesterday. Aaron Dykes covered it. So did David Ortiz on the news. Where they said, oh, nationwide they're going to put gunshot detectors up for Homeland Security to detect shooters. And I went and looked it up, and sure enough, it's microphones. See, oh, we're going to spy on you because of guns, but we're listening to you as well. Oh, everybody's got to go get a psychiatric evaluation, and the government will decide if you're mentally ill. And by the way, it's mentally ill to want to own a gun. Notice you hear that. And gun owners are Nazis, and gun owners are Klan members, and gun owners help kill the kids at Sandy Hook, and gun owners are scum, and gun owners are trash, and gun owners are filth. I mean, you're seeing Bob Schaefer. We defeated Hitler. We can defeat the gun owners. CBS News. And a normal, informed person goes, man, that's discrediting. Not if we don't resist it and say, how dare you? They will normalize the idea that we are criminals inherently because we own guns. I mean, that tells you how bad these people are. That every FEMA training manual, and I've got video of it in Road to Tyranny, it's online. They go and tell police, and police have called in, you've heard them. Yeah, no, we get sent to training, especially the officers. You know, the sergeants sent up, where they sit around for 3 days, they send them off to these resorts, and the feds come in. And they sit there and badmouth America and tell them how bad America is. I mean, you know, there's the enemy right there. Imagine a movie where, you know, the feds calling the cops and go, the founding fathers are bad, guns are bad, families are bad. You can't trust people that talk about wanting sovereignty. They're the enemy. We've got a train to take their guns. I mean, right there, folks, is the bad guy. Right there is the foreign operative. I mean, it's so over the top. But that's how tyrannies are. Joseph Goebbels, Nazi propaganda minister, and I've read many of his writings, said over and over again, he admired Edward Bernays, U.S. propagandist, but admired him but wanted to kill him. It was declassified. They had plans that when they took the U.S. by having a occupy government, like you don't just come have the French stand down. You don't just have the Americans stand down. They were going to have a deal with an American government with Senator Bush, Prescott Bush. This came out in McCormick-Dickstein hearings. You can read the congressional record. they were going to have him and others, led by Smedley Butler as the president, the two-time Congressional Medal of Honor winner, two-star general who had very high approval ratings, they were going to have him as the new dictator. And he said, listen, I'm not going to do that and help stop it. But it was so incredible, it would have brought the whole system down. So they shut it down and nobody went to jail except German spies who were actually German. Again, this is history. When you know this, there's no going back. That's how the bankers have taken over, is with collaborators. But it's a corporate takeover. They've gotten very sophisticated. The British Empire in the last 100 years started losing militarily. So they said, we'll go into the U.S., we'll set up the CFR, we'll take over their government, not for the British people, the British corporate imperial model. After World War I, they said, we can't beat the Germans. They've got all the science, all the technology. They called it the German problem in their newspapers. And Lord Milner said, this was in public newspapers, he said, we need to fund radicals in Germany, help them basically have a civil war, which Germany had in the streets. We'll put radicals in, and then we'll destroy them. We'll give them weapons, encourage them to attack Europe. After they wreck Europe, we'll then take over. This is all, go look it up. It was in the cover, the front page of the Times of London. I've read it. The online scans. This was in all our newspapers at the time. Just like they put Saddam in, just like they create Al-Qaeda, just like they're trying to radicalize the militias and get us, led by feds inside militias, to start an offensive fight. They tried to start a civil war in 1993. And then again in 95, but the police wouldn't go along with it. So they couldn't fully carry it out. That's why they're trying to federalize. See, they know what they're doing. Again, I had family who were colonels and people in the Confederacy. But that doesn't mean that I was for the Confederacy. The Confederacy was a tyranny. But so was Lincoln. See, it's not that one side was good, one side was bad. The South was wronged on tariffs that ripped off the South and not the North. Tariffs on agricultural goods, not on finished goods, not on industrial goods. The taxes were wrong. There's a lot of stuff went on. But the point, and of course, Lincoln was a tyrant. But he believed he was doing good. The British came in and publicly financed the South. And of course, the North went along with the manipulation and started the war with the South. Again, the problem is it's all history. If you just knew history, folks, you'd understand how this works. Now, Obama is different. He's not like Lincoln, who was just trying to maintain control and went to tyranny. And then of course, Lincoln didn't want to abuse the South with Reconstruction, so they killed him because they wanted the very same interest, wanted to loot the South. The globalists want crime. The globalists want control. The globalists want chaos. And they want a civil war in this country. And Ron Paul agrees with me, they will cause a civil war when they come for the guns. It's guaranteed, and they know that. And the only way to stop them is to go, look, we know you want to start a civil war. We know you're foreign occupiers. We know what you're doing. We know you're illegitimate, like the Vichy French. Again, they didn't want to tell people in our history books that the French, see, everybody says the French gave up in 2 weeks. There was only a few army groups that fought back in the French. 90%+ stood down and became the new Vichy French government, run out of Vichy France. It was only the British that really fought, a small expeditionary group that then ran to Dunkirk, and you had the famous evacuation. And Hitler still had a treaty with England that he thought they were going to follow to divide up Europe with him. That's how they set him up. So Albert Speer, the vice Führer, the vice president, flew over and parachuted in to meet with the Lord who'd made the agreement with him. That's why they locked him up in the Tower of London, never letting him talk to the media until he died. Oh, you didn't know about the treaty England had with Hitler? See, folks, this is all on the record, but they won't put it on History Channel. They put some of it on there. Our government put Mao Zedong into power, now declassified. John Birch Society said that in the 50s, declassified 6 years ago, on History Channel. Talking to the ancient CIA section chief about putting Mao in 49. Of course. But you can't tell Americans that, so you act like you're not friends until the 70s when Ambassador Bush is sent over to make the deal. Then they use the Chinese slaves to leverage out the West and deindustrialize us, consolidating power again. And it's understanding all of this that will help us beat these globalists. And so that's why people are like, come on, Alex, don't you want some sensible gun control? Why don't you come part way? Yeah, they always want us to give in something, and then we never give anything to them. They try to act reasonable all day. These are craven gangsters and their dupes who are coming after us. And so I get mobilized. I get angry. I get upset. It is not my wish to be up here at the tip of the spear. It is not a very safe position to be in, but there is no future if we don't beat these people. Let's go to some of these clips, and then I'm going to premiere an amazing special report put together by Aaron Dykes and crew, Founding Fathers, Battle Globalists from the Grave. We're going to premiere this special report here on air that everyone needs to see. It hasn't been uploaded to YouTube in high res yet. I'm going to have it uploaded to the Alex Jones channel as soon as we can in high res. There's a medium res version out there, but I want to promote the high res one because it's such an important report and make it the featured video as soon as it's available. But I've told you many times before this new Piers Morgan thing happened that every time I'm at the DNC covering an event, or every time I'm covering anarchists hired by the police, every time I'm at a so-called liberal event, when the camera's off, they'll come over and grab me by the arm, hoping I do something so the cops can arrest me. I mean, we've caught the police working with the anarchists countless times, and it's been on record in Denver and other places they do this. And they'll tell me, they go, when we take over, you're dead. And I'll go, so you're here with the police. You'll see the cops watching 10 feet away. And they'll go, yeah, you bet we are, you punk. I've even had them punch me in the back, and then I turn around and see the cops waiting. And then I know to control myself. And Mike Hansen even caught some of this on tape at the G. It was at the Forbes meeting, I guess, back in 99 here in Austin. But the point is I've told you about this. And you've also heard the, quote, Democrats talk about how, you know, I want to kill this person, I want to kill that person, Alec Baldwin and others. I've actually been at the cocktail parties with these people occasionally when I got invited into things when I was against Bush, not because I'm a socialist, but because Bush was doing some bad things. They were so politically tribal that I would get invited in Austin and New York and L.A. to cocktail parties with famous designers and Hollywood folks. And they sit around talking about how they want to kill conservatives and how disgusting the family is. I mean, this is what goes on with these people. And so when I got there, and then the day after I was on Piers Morgan, they had Piers Morgan and two of his guests talk about how I need to be shot and killed, and how Piers Morgan will dress up in a uniform to do it. I mean, only a criminal psychology would come up with that. Yes, you'll wear a uniform. He's like, yes, I'll put on a uniform when I do it. And you know, it's the model, you know, daughter of the Ambassador Huntsman, along with the Daily Beast writer and Piers Morgan, Buzz Bissinger, talking about, oh, you'll wear a uniform, you do it. Yeah. I mean, folks, when you know criminology, it's like, whoa, fantasizing about dressing up in uniforms. See, it's the state's their power. They step into the state, and then it gives them all this power. And then we found another clip that's up at Infowars.com, a Paul Watson article, Piers Morgan used machine guns to take out critics. And then we get the Weatherman videos. And this was confirmed in federal court. And many of them pled guilty to this. They're in meetings saying, we're going to take over, put 50 million in camps, kill 25 mil. And they lick their stinking lips, folks. These are psychopaths. These are fantasy killers because they're weak. These people are sheltered. Sheltered. It's been proven historically. And Victor Hugo wrote about it. Prosperity makes monsters, adversity makes men. He actually said, adversity makes men, prosperity makes monsters. I flipped his quote. And it's true. These people, that's why cultures like Rome at the end, where the emperors were so decadent and disconnected from reality, were like, kill him, kill them, you know, kill. Because they're just spoiled brats. And to them, it's real sexy to talk about killing somebody. And that's why elites always get so decadent and sick. So here's Piers Morgan the first time talking about how they want to kill me. And then we found a new clip how they want to kill all of us. See, they want to kill you. You have to understand, they want to kill you and then rape your wife. Not these people specifically individually, but that's where this leads. That's what tyrants end up doing. Here it is.
Yeah, but what do you need a semi-automatic weapon for? The only reason I think you need it is, Pierce, challenge Alex Jones to a boxing match, show up with a semi-automatic that you got legally, and pop him.
I'd love to see that. In uniform.
All right, that's enough. And then Pierce goes, yeah, I'll wear my brother's uniform. So again, these guys are low-level minions. They just fantasize about shooting me. But the higher-level ones, not these little guys, but history shows, they want to burn cities, loot, take over. Let's go out to break with this next Piers Morgan clip. Here he is talking about killing all of us. Here it is.
Trini and Ian Hislop, all on Britain's Got Talent. They all do the respective kind of things that they're supposed to be famous for. You know, lots of perhaps ranting about green credentials. Hislop to Saki jokes, Trini talking about what you guys are wearing. How do you mark them? How do you scale them?
What would you say? What I'd do is I'd replace the buzzers with a machine gun and just take them all out and do the public a massive favour. What I'd do is I'd replace the buzzers with a machine gun and just take them all out and do the public a massive favour.
There you go. Now again, Piers Morgan himself, I was saying not his guest, but Piers Morgan, mass death. And he's dead serious, and he's biting his lip, and he's getting excited. And that's why physically when I was around him, I got very angry at a primitive level. That's why I challenged him. I mean, I was like, you think you're tough, buddy? I want to be the champion of liberty. I'll stand against you. I know who you are. I know who you are. You rapacious would-be mass murderer.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Why do you have a big business man? And they're going down to Kansas. Why do you used to go food in Kansas? And they want to go down the moon and eat it raw. I can see the day coming when even your whole garden is gonna be again.
If you act like a nation cowering to government, even if there's good people in government, they will be replaced by people looking to dominate sheep. And that process has been going on. That's why great nations that had a lot of freedom, it takes a long time for them to get rid of the old culture of freedom, the old culture of being honorable. And again, if I could give a brain transplant or like a Vulcan mind meld with all Americans or all people in the world and just let them see what I've seen, like the new Star Trek movie that came out, if I could just say, here's what I just saw, and have you see all the quotes and all the things, and then grabbing my arm and, hey, what's going on? We're going to kill you when we take over. You know that. And the first time it happens, you're like, man, who are you? I'm with them, and we're taking over soon. It'll be our time. And it's always some weird little wimp who would never face you except they've got the cops there from the special unit. Not the general cops, but the special event unit, ready to set you up. Their power is because they're a gang of bullies lined up. And then you go to the next event, they come over and tell you they're going to kill you. And I've even caught it on tape where the communists are in New York and they say, we're going to kill you. That's in my film, Martial Law. And I'm like, you're going to kill me? And they're like, yeah, we're going to kill all of you. When we take over, we're going to kill you. And see, it's not, folks, when this is probably, I don't want to exaggerate, probably 15 times I've had them tell me in person they're going to kill me. And then now they get on the news and say they're going to kill me. I hope his kids don't get killed. Hope he didn't get that call some night. And Piers, they cut to Piers and he goes, yes, of course. And I'm like, oh, that body language didn't look good. My wife's like, that's really creepy. That's a threat. And I'm like, I'm not sure, but it looked like it. My kids, who normally don't scare easy, are like, they're going to kill us. I'm like, no. And then 5 minutes later, yeah, we ought to kill Alex. Yeah, we'll dress up in uniforms and do it. People are like, oh, it's just a joke. And then we cut to a chilling clip of him in England going, the answer is just to kill all the gun owners. Line them up and kill them with guns. Machine gun them. I mean, look. You don't have to believe me, those of you that haven't studied history. If you knew history, you'd know how right I was, okay? You'd be having chills right now. These are abusive, hot tyrants. You have cold wars, you have hot wars. This is a flaming volcano of meanness, of viciousness. The journey is the destination for them. That's like Lenin. In many towns, they killed 50%. The NKVD documents were declassified a few decades ago. They'd say, sir, we've killed about half the population, sent the other quarter to gulags, slave labor, 1,000 miles away. There's only a small percentage of people left now, and we need them to basically supply us with food and be our servants. He'd say, nope, kill them. And they'd say, why, sir? And he wrote orders, more blood. And they would say, and he'd say, and if you won't do it, I'm going to kill you. And then he would go into these things on the ground, flopping. Hitler did this too, chewing at the carpet, just murder them, murder them. That's who they are.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. people. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.